zone. Wentz looks left on the slant and into the end zone. Jordan Matthews framed up against the rookie Danny Johnson, and he got the best of him.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, 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 happy Tuesday to all across the Delaware Valley. We got a game that matters. Sunday, Eagles and Cowboys, and that was it. That's all we needed was to get to Sunday and keep the division crown hopes alive. You saw it last night, and look, it was not pretty at times. And then ultimately in the second half, they just dominated, and Mark Sanchez is not going to beat the Eagles. The Sanchez coming in. Unbelievable, Jason. Sanchez is in. He can't do anything. Eagles with a good day. I thought Carson played a really good game. 300 yards. He moved around well on the first drive that was a scoring drive. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You saw Carson directing Golden Tate down the sidelines. What a beautiful throw. Good win. I mean, I'm not going to go crazy, but it was a good win, and it gets to Dallas.
Yeah, I'm not going to tamp down the opponent today and say, well, you know, first it was Colt McCoy, and then it was Mark Sanchez, and I'm not going to do any of that, because here's the fact of the matter is that they beat an inferior team handily. Was it, like you said, was it perfect? No. Would I like to see Carson Wentz not throw that interception down the goal line? Of course. Josh Norman's a great player. It was a great play by him and a poor throw and poor decision. But you're right. The Cowboy game now means everything. It's a shot at revenge for those rats coming in here off Monday Night Football, by the way, and the Eagles coming off their bye week and winning at Lincoln Financial Field. It's very rare in life that you can fix all that's wrong in the world.
Yes.
But they can do it this week by beating the Cowboys.
You beat the Cowboys. Yep. And the whole season was a mulligan.
Yeah.
It really was. And look, then you come in and, you know, fighter's chance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it does for you. That's what the idea of beating Dallas in Dallas. And quite frankly, I guess they are what's the line? Because DeBro said 4.
Yeah, I think I saw the advanced line yesterday was 3.5. I'll see exactly what it is today. Obviously, you know, the game last night could change that, you know, the way they come out of the game, if there's any injuries. It's going to be a 425 game. It's the Fox game of the week.
Yeah, it's America's game of the week.
Yeah. And Dallas actually a 4-point choice right
now. Okay, so it's 4.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the thing. I'm going to tell you right now, I expect a win.
I do too.
All right?
Yes.
I expect them to beat the Cowboys. And if they don't, I will be colossally disappointed in everyone involved.
I agree. Right? Here's why, Ant. I saw Golden Tate last night assimilate into this offense. Mm-hmm. They know how to use him. Darren Sproles wasn't great in the game last night. He hasn't played football in a long time, and he's played minimal football in over a calendar year. But the fact that you can get Darren Sproles back into the mix and becoming an extra weapon, and they used him in some interesting situations last night. Jernigan didn't play the game. He ended up having back spasms.
Yeah,
maybe you get him back, and maybe Mills comes back.
Sproles is huge for this offense, I think.
I agree.
I mean, here's the thing about Sproles. He can break a tackle, all right? Look, Josh Adams, I know there's a lot of Josh Adams fans. God bless. Played well again last night. He ran well.
Mm-hmm.
But the dynamic that Sproles gives you is that he can break a tackle. He can pick up a blitz as a mighty mite. As small as he is, he's a credible back.
And he's got explosive big play capability.
It's why, if you remember a couple of weeks ago, I was Sproles. Yep. And you saw the difference. I mean, look how great that run was. And with that touchdown run where Kelce...
Oh, was he awesome on that?
Kelce pulled and was unbelievable. That's Eagle football, right? Like,
yeah.
That's great
athletic
football.
Athletic.
That's great football.
Yeah.
You get out. You're not going to run between the tackles against Washington, right? You got to go outside a little bit. And anyway, it was a great play. Sproles is huge. I think they should win the game against Dallas. Look, it's revenge. I know the Cowboys are playing well. I know that they have a long week and Eagles have a short week, But this is a team that came into your house when you had the advantage, coming off a bye, yep. and beat you and dominated you.
Yeah.
Well, this is, if you are a Super Bowl, true Super Bowl champs, the defending champs win this game.
Yeah, and it's not, and I brought this up yesterday, it's not like the Dallas Cowboys or the Washington Redskins last night are the Rams.
No.
The separation exactly. in these two teams is marginal, if at all,
exactly.
right now.
Exactly, I agree. I completely agree. You're
so not, I expect to win.
You got
absolutely.
You got Gate. You have Tate integrated,
mm-hmm.
and you have Sproles back.
Yep,
it's got to be enough, man.
Yeah,
it's got to be enough. And Doug has to design a game plan to beat that, to move the football, and Schwartz has to bring pressure against Prescott.
Or he's out.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
If they lose this game, I'm calling for it. And the defense does not pressure Dak.
Yep.
He's got to go.
Anthony, he didn't pressure Mark Sanchez in that game last night when this guy's been sitting on the beach for forever now. And he comes into the game and he allowed him to get into a rhythm. Now, I don't want to sit here and nitpick. And there were some play calls offensively I didn't like last night either. There's some things about the game I did not like.
I agree. We're going to go through. It wasn't a pretty game. It was an ugly game.
I love the result.
Listen, the result is what we're excited about.
Yeah.
The game itself was bad football. I mean,
that's the thing. They can get better.
Penalties.
Oh.
You know, on Washington. I mean, Washington's decimated. They went through their. They lost both their guards. They lose their quarterback to a broken leg. They're a mess, right? Down to a third string quarterback and third string guards. So, like, they're just a complete mess. So that's why they have false starts. It's ugly. What I think we all were, like, shook by was, wait a second, it's 14-13 at halftime?
Yeah.
Come on.
And Mark Sanchez is playing?
I mean, this team's dog meat.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, and then the good thing is they took control.
Uh-huh.
You know, Carson was able to overcome that bad interception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and by the way, the first touchdown the Eagles scored, how much of a false start was that on Lane Johnson, by the way?
That was big time.
That was outrageous. But
it was.
Yeah, you take the win and you move forward, and this Cowboy game means everything. And I'll tell you what, the word for me today in regards to the Cowboy game is going to be accountability, accountability, accountability.
I agree.
I am holding them accountable that they got to go down to that Dallas monstrosity of a stadium and come away with a win.
I'm going to tell you something. I think they will.
I'm not sure yet.
I believe that they're going to win that game. I believe it. You know, the short week, long week thing sometimes can work against what you think.
Takes you out of your rhythm for a team on break.
Yeah, I mean, I can see it. I think, this Cowboy defense is really good. I'm not going to be... You know me, when it comes to football, you know, I can take the hat off and look at it analytically. That man, they are terrific, that defense.
Sure.
That said, the Eagles can win this game.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Eagles can win this game.
And the expectation should be from the fan base that, they need to go down there and they need to win the game.
Yeah.
They need to tie them with the best record in the NFC East and by virtue have the tiebreaker and have the control of this division, even despite the fact that you have the Rams and Houston on deck.
Yeah.
You got four games left. 75% of the season is done now. Believe that felt like a blink of an eye.
I know.
What? Four games left? What's going on?
Yeah.
But they're in the driver's seat for the division. And maybe some guys are starting to come back healthy. Maybe Sproles comes back and really adds another dynamic to the offense. And the fact that Golden Tate now seems like we can get something out of him. I loved what I saw out of him last night. The yak play on the right side, he catches that ball, breaks a couple of tackles, gets down to like the 2.5-yard line. I'm going, all right. Well, that's right after that. Went through the interception, but still, it was a big play.
No, huge play.
Huge play. What that gives you is tremendous.
Well, I thought Carson was terrific.
Well, they got him outside the pocket.
Other than the interception. Well, here's the thing, though. He got himself out of the pocket. Mm-hmm. Those plays where he extends plays, he's really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether he's directing Golden Tate down the sidelines.
That was beautiful.
Right?
That was the Sproles play in his rookie year.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
The wheel pass.
There was the touchdown throw. That was him.
Mm-hmm.
That was him making that play, extending the play, And then when Golden Tate flashes, he throws the bullet.
Yeah.
Like, that was great. That was great. That was him. I did, like, a couple calls, I thought Doug did, where he moved him out.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple. There was a sprint out. And he's just deadly accurate on the run.
Yeah.
Deadly accurate.
Well, you see the touch on the run, too. There was one late in the third quarter, I think, where he sprints out right. And it was designed to roll.
That's the play, yeah.
And he just floated it with such.
Yeah, it was the Ertz.
Yeah, it was like a free throw coming off the fingertips.
Yeah, it was the Ertz on the sidelines.
Yeah, it was tremendous. That's exactly what I now that I close my eyes and think about it. Now, the one thing I heard a lot last night, too, that I loved, is I heard the kill, kill, kill.
Yeah.
Did you hear that a lot more last
night?
Come
on, man.
I'm going, what?
And I thought.
We talked about it yesterday.
And I thought he called less RPOs. There was still some of it, but I still thought he called less RPOs.
A lot less.
You know, which is something I've been calling for, where to get Carson into a rhythm.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Again. All right, we got lots to get to.
Feel good today, man.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I can.
Do you know what's
great? I do have a couple questions, though.
Okay.
I do have a couple questions. One, I just can't figure it out, and somebody, I must not know this game anymore.
Are you talking about the two-point conversion?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
I must not know the game. Like, I must not. I must be, Stegosaurus. I was going to say Stegosaurus.
I don't understand that. I don't understand running a third and four play right into Kerrigan.
Well, the fourth down play I didn't like either, but.
Yeah. Ertz is off the field.
Yeah. But I just don't understand. Well, if you're going to run the ball, you can't have Ertz on the field.
Exactly. So what are you doing by taking him off the field?
Yeah,
hey, we're going to run the ball.
Yeah.
You know
off
what I mean?
Tackle.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Listen, we could always really quibble, nitpick. But the one thing that I do need to come to grips with is how to understand this game, because I don't understand why you go for two.
The mathematical
part. It worked. It's great. And I'm not nitpicking. I'm just genuinely asking, what am I missing here?
To all those people that yesterday were scared and were, acting like, well, I'm not going to put it out there because I don't want to be hurt and all that stuff. I expect you people to pick up the phone today and issue me an apology, because I was offended by it. Because you're looking forward to a basketball game that was two nights away. I was offended by that kind of fan mentality yesterday.
I think you read it wrong.
No. Mike said he was scared. There was no reason to get pumped up because he didn't want to get hurt. He had no callus. He's got Paul Molitor hands. You know what I mean? Get a little callus. We're in week through 12
it?
Games.
Who is Paul Molitor? Madge.
Madge?
You call him Mike Madge?
Yes. It wasn't just him, though. There was a lot of that sentiment on the airwaves yesterday and on social media.
In Jason's defense, there's a riled up call that came in early in the game.
Oh.
And it was a guy saying, see, Jason, this is why we were scared.
Oh, really?
He said
so
that.
You'll
hear
said
it at 1
we
o'clock.
Were scared?
He said, this is why we are scared.
See, I thought it was more, again, this is all I talk it. No, I didn't think there was anything. I thought most people thought, like we thought, like, listen, I said it all along, double digit win.
Mm-hmm.
I thought most people thought that was going to be the storyline, right? Like that, but what did it mean beating a Redskins team? Is this just like what?
It's like a giant game.
And right. Like, this is truly the test Sunday, right? Like,
and it teed you up for the test.
Right. Like, it's like, all right, like, you need to get to last night, get through last night to get you to Sunday.
Yeah.
And now it's here, and now you find out just how good this team is.
Yeah, and the thing that's funny, we're going to check our Twitter poll, because they won the game last night. There was a lot of good things to come out of the game.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, and just by the fact that, you know, Darren Sproles returned, and you got Golden Tate involved, and Josh Adams followed up with a good performance. You see all the, I go, okay, I'm moving forward. We're moving in the right direction now from not just the results standpoint, but the way the team's playing standpoint. And yet, there's still people that are going, well, they just beat the Redskins with Mark Sanchez. Like, they want to poo-poo it.
Yeah, you can't poo-poo that. You can't poo-poo the win. It's
yeah.
Ultimately, it was a dominating second half, and they won the game the way they should have. Like, it's a good day.
Yep, absolutely.
Day. And you saw things, I think, that can get you excited. And I think they're going to beat, right now, I think they beat Dallas.
Yep, it's a 4-point line. Poll of the day brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. Here's the poll question, and at 975 middays, have the Eagles grabbed your confidence again? Are you gearing up for a playoff push or are you still holding back? It's what we talked about yesterday. 50% of the respondents. Now, there's four different ways to vote here, so consider that. 50% of the people say, eh, I'm still on the fence. 23% say still not confident. So that's 73% of the vote that are either on the fence or not confident. 15% say I never lost confidence, and 12% say the confidence is back.
Wow.
Very interesting results. Let's go to John in Glassboro on the Fanatic. How you doing, John?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey John.
I like the chemistry between you two guys. Colt McCoy and the Skins are just the dreck. It's just disgusting. And if you just go off what they did to the Saints, what Dallas did to the Saints, and what the Saints did to us, there, I don't see any reason for some huge bounce back. I love the Eagles, but, I mean, Dallas, they handled them. They handled the Saints.
Yeah, but that's also a spot win. You got to look at the spot, right? What the situation was going into that game. Who needed the game more? A lot of that is determinant on who wins in the NFL, John. You can't just compare apples to apples.
Are you kidding me? The Skins are terrible. Colt McCoy.
See, John, I don't get people like you. You'd rather just be miserable after
a win.
I'm not
miserable.
You sound like you're happier than can be.
No, I'm not miserable. I'm disgusted that you got to watch the dreck of the NFL. The NFC has Chase Daniels, Colt McCoy, Mark Sanchez. I mean, these guys were bums. 8 years ago, these guys were bums, and this is the crap we got to get excited about. Yeah, we're going to play Dallas, but Dallas manhandled the Saints team that tore us apart, dude.
John.
How many times, you're a sports guy, you've watched a ton of games, a ton of sports.
Yeah.
Sometimes you know how it works. A plus B does not equal C. Because the Eagles lost to Dallas and Dallas crushed the Saints and the Saints crushed the Eagles doesn't mean in the rematch that the Eagles can't win. Listen, I like the Dallas defense a lot, but that's not an unbeatable team.
No, I'm not saying they're unbeatable, but like after last night's game, ABC, last night's game didn't tell me anything. We're down at the half. Right. We're playing football. It's just bad.
Well, they weren't down at the half.
They were up at the half.
But let me ask you. So here's what I'll tell you that I thought was good for portending well for next week. You got Golden Tate involved, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right? You got Sproles back. You're going to get more of your injured bodies back, you hope. You saw Carson really kind of have a good feel for the game. The interception aside, it was horrible interception, I agree. But that aside, he had a good feel for the game.
Yep.
He got out of the pocket. He extended plays. And that's a good – see what you want. They have a good pass rush, right? Kerrigan's awesome. They have a decent pass rush. That's not a donkey pass rush. So he was able to make some plays, and that heartens me. So I take from last night a real meaning that they can come into Dallas and they can win the game.
Yes, it is time for Riled Up. Let me first tell you, you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. And we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Now, game night, Monday Night Football, and the Riled Up line, copacetic, as they say. They go together like peanut butter and jelly. Right?
Yeah, sure.
Batman and Rob.
I was going to call it twice.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Can I guess?
Yes, please.
3rd and 4?
No, it was too early. I hated the call, but it was too early.
Okay, so that's one strike. I'll get this in the next two. One is the 2-point conversion attempt.
Correct.
And the other one is the 4th down call with the run play to Josh Adams.
Correct.
Wow, look at that. That's the kind of guy I am, Andrew. Now, was it humming last night?
Oh, yeah, of course it was.
Well, I hope
still not all positive calls, though.
No, of course not. Well, I hope people hit it at 610-771-9751. If you'd like to do a live roundup call, 610-632-0975. We've got a couple open lines if you want to grab it and jump on live. But let's see what came in last night.
That's the kind of we were afraid of, Jason. First play with your 15-string quarterback, and they get a 91-yard touchdown. Don't talk to me about being afraid again. Go Birds.
Boy, you look like a horse's ass today. Yeah, and first of all, it was a 90-yard run, not 91. And yeah, it was a big run. A football game is not just one drive or one quarter. Stop reacting and overreacting immediately. Have a little faith. Ye of little faith and of simple mind. That was that guy who checked in. But thanks for checking in.
Okay.
He's a good call. It's Ray.
Yeah, he's a good caller.
Ray's a good fan, man.
Yeah, but he's a little thin these days. He needs to bulk up a little bit. You know what I mean?
No, he's not.
But eat a potato with that meal. He's over eating lentils, this guy, Ray.
Let's do a ketosis?
Nah, I mean, ketosis is fine. I'm trying to get back there. But, I mean, Ray needs that little fiber to his diet. A little fat. That's
crazy.
I'm not going to lie, fellas. I mean, I know the Eagles are winning the game right now, but I'm not happy. I am not happy with what's going on right now. I mean, there have been too many mistakes the team is making. There's too many missed throws. I know Carson's having a good game, but he's not having a great game. This is exactly why they're 6-6.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't understand the Carson stuff. He played well. I mean, the interception was bad. I agree. He threw for 300 yards. I don't know, like, really. I mean, yeah, the interception was bad, and he missed Aguilar down the field. But he made some great throws. The throw to Golden Tate where he directs him on the sideline, the touchdown to Golden Tate where Golden Tate comes back toward him. He spies him. He's moving. Throws a laser. I don't know. I don't get the hyper criticism of Wentz.
Well, look, it's the Ryan Howard syndrome. I'm telling you, we can't just appreciate what the guy is. We gotta accentuate the things he's not. That's easier to do. It makes some people feel better, which is kind of sad. What's next?
Finally, we win a game going the way I can go to bed and rest peacefully. Because I would have hated if we lost because I wouldn't be able to sleep. Now it's time to go in the Dallas and get some payback. You hear that, Dallas? We're coming for you.
You hear that, Dallas? Damn sight.
They'll come out of the woodwork this week, these Dallas people.
Oh, that'll be great.
Ty from Kansas. See, you think that's great. I don't.
I'm looking forward to it. This is a great matchup.
Smack talk.
It's leading into Christmas. Come on. This is going to be awesome. I invite all the Cowboys, all the Cowboy fans.
So you enjoy that way more than I do. I'd like to stick an ice pick right in their larynx.
Yeah, it's fun, though, man. It's like something on the line.
Yeah.
Your team versus their team.
Hey, Philadelphia, Merry Christmas.
That's right, Jeff.
See, the one thing I hate...
get Al Pistolero on.
We should.
Yeah. Andrew.
Is he working for a team?
I'll text. What's that?
He's not working for a team now. He was.
No, he's not.
Was he working with Andy out in KC last year?
Yeah, he's been... he's the greatest Al Pistolero. Every once in a while, I'll get a text from him.
Yeah.
Because I was pretty friendly with Jeff. And he would, he goes, greetings, and he calls himself El Pistolero.
No.
Yes.
That's a little bit of a violation.
Yeah, but it's great. Like, it's so funny. He'll go,
that's a violation.
Greetings from El Pistolero.
That'd be like if I got a text from Drew and he said, greetings from El Capitan.
Yeah, it's the best.
That's a total violation.
I know, but it's funny, though.
But he can get away with it.
He's a character. That's why I think it's funny.
Yeah, he was a lot of fun. What's next?
That may have been the worst announcement Monday Night Football game I've ever heard. Between the awkward pauses after they were done talking, I don't know what to say, and the horrible love fest that kept going on between Witten and Ertz. Like, okay, the first time you say it, I get it. But they came back to it like 15 times. Just knock it off now.
Yeah, you're right. Well, it was weak.
It's hard for Wentz to not go to Ertz because Ertz is always open. Like, that report came out from Josina Anderson that some of the other receivers were like, hey, targets, targets Ertz a little too much, and you know where that report came from, mm-hmm. That's Alshon.
Yeah. Who?
Alshon. Isn't he close with Josina Anderson?
I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, she could.
They are. I don't know that.
Back to his Chicago days. And, you know, and Wentz talked about it last night in the post-game press conference. I'm like, look, good. Hey, man, he's a great player.
He looks at Alshon's way a lot.
I know, but, I mean, they see.
Last night was different because of Josh Norman.
Yeah. But still, Alshon made some key catches in the game. But, yeah, I think it maybe it rubs a couple of the receivers the wrong way when you're not winning that he's getting targeted as much as he is.
Who's a rubber? Again, Alshon gets his share of targets, man.
Yeah, well, somebody in that wide receiver room was bitching and moaning.
Well, nobody's worth anything other than Alshon, other than the pre-Golden
Maybe
Tate.
It was Shelton Gimpson that was complaining, or Nelson Aguilar. What's next?
Do the broadcasters even know there's a game going on? I mean, we just intercepted the ball, and Jason Witten was too worried about bragging about something he did in 1998. Like, there's a game going on, right? Phillip Rivers isn't here, not playing tonight. Eagles, Redskins, maybe?
Well, he was talking about Reuben Foster at the time in the domestic violence situation. And when the ball was intercepted, it was actually Booger that was talking and wouldn't hand the con back over to Tess. And they just kept going like 30 seconds.
Yeah, if I hear Tess again, I agree with you.
Stop with the Tess, right? Well, here's the good news. I got to look at the Monday Night Football schedule. I don't know that I can bear to watch another Monday Night Football game. I'll start Fargo on Hulu. As opposed to watching Monday Night Football. Because it's bad, dude.
It is.
Like, it's freaking bad.
They're the worst announcing crew in the history of football. Like, of a decent number crew. Like, you know, if you're the first crew on Fox, second crew. But they're horrible. They're in that.
They're like the D crew on Fox.
Yeah, they're like the barber crew.
Yeah, they should be calling the game of.
Actually, they're worse than that. They're worse than Rondé Barber.
Yeah, you might be right about that.
Well, Jason Witten's worse than Rondé Barber.
Yeah. Now, the Monday night game next week, I'm going to have to watch and sit through these guys again. It's Vikings Seahawks next Monday
night. That's a great one.
In Seattle, the 12th man.
And then go to the following week. It's the Chiefs.
No.
Yeah, the following week, you get the Chiefs.
Go with the mute button. That's all.
It's hard. I tried it last night.
Go to a bar.
I can hear the dog was snoring because I got her on medication. Saints Panthers the week after that.
When's the Chiefs game?
Is that the Christmas Eve?
Or maybe that's a Thursday night game.
But yeah, you might
Kansas
be.
City.
Yeah, Kansas City and Chargers is next Thursday.
That's a must watch.
And then, okay, week 16. Oh, you got some good games coming up on Monday night. Broncos Raiders. I'm out.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good Fargo night.
Yes. What's next?
Hey guys, Jim Swartz here. Just wanted to let you know I don't change my defense for anybody. I keep it the same no matter what. That's how I live my life. It's all the same. And my wife asked me if we want to have a good night. Missionary it is. Jim Swartz here. Out.
All right. What? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's awesome.
Is Schwartz out of bed?
Is awesome.
That was one of the best calls ever.
Missionary it is. That's what I do. Standard operating procedure. Wide nine. You better not call me wide nine.
That's what she said.
Hey, Lincoln Financial Field, quote-unquote, smart fans. Hey. Let's not start cheering when we're about to go for it on fourth and goal and cause your team to cause a timeout when they're going for it on fourth and goal because you're being too loud. We can't get the call in.
No, that was a weird situation because they got the play call in with like 12 seconds left on the clock, and you knew there was no way he could get up there. And that had nothing to do with crowd noise. I think Doug just didn't know what play to run.
Exactly.
You thought
he was staring at that card for about 20 seconds.
Yeah. Dang, he didn't get the play in.
He called the waitress back over at Denny's.
Ding, ding, ding.
He initially ordered the Grand Slam at, and then he said, upon further review, give me the Reuben.
Yes.
You know what I mean? On the sourdough.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep. I thought the same thing. What's next?
Are you serious, dude? Fourth and goal, I get the call. Like, let's go for it. Let's be bold. let's be silly like we were last year. But really, a running play when what is our run offense produced? Like, dude, give me a break, man. What is Peterson doing? What is this team doing? What is going on?
Okay, you're killing me with this.
Look, we all scratched our heads in very similar fashion. Now, last night, Brian Cunningham tweets it. And he goes, when talking about the elite wide receivers last night needing to help the tight ends, Witten actually said the Eagles brought in Golden Tate to help Travis Kelce.
Yeah, he did.
I was like,
Didn't they get rid? They got somebody wrong too. Did they get Alshon wrong?
Yeah, they did. It was a Nelson Aguilar catch.
Yes.
It was 13,
yeah,
not 17.
Yeah.
I thought there were mistakes littered all over the game last night. Mispronunciations. Because I heard him call him Jeffries.
Yes.
There was one moment when Ertz made a catch, and it took them about 20 seconds to say, nice play by Ertz there.
Oh, there was always that.
Because they couldn't figure out who made the play.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the barbecue sauce versus the whiz.
Oh, that stupid graphic.
I was out on that.
So the first time, you're okay, right? The first time, you're cool with it?
Yeah, fine.
All right.
Yeah, it's cheesy.
You can't go to the next time.
They've been doing that all year, though. They're cheesy graphics.
I agree.
Yeah, it is real. The broadcast, let's call the broadcast what it was. In total, the Monday Night Football broadcast last night, it sucked.